Well, good morning, church.
Good morning, church.
Are you ready to praise and worship the Lord today?
Yes.
All right, well, let's stand and be open in prayer. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you today that we have the privilege to come here and worship you, Father God, to praise you, to press into your Holy Spirit, Father, and have just an awesome time of worship, Father, that we would sing, dance, and praise your name in the Holy Spirit, Father God. We thank you and praise you that you bless the song service, precious Lord, and we can worship you in spirit and in truth, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' mighty and precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Counsel and mighty indeed, nothing, nothing, absolutely nothing, nothing is too difficult for thee.
Amen.
Sackcloth.
have turned my mourning into dancing for me. You have put on my sackcloth. You have turned my mourning into dancing for me and girded me with gladness. To the end my glory may sing praises to you and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto you forever.
Hallelujah.
Song that you gave to me, you are the song that I sing. You are the words and the music, you are the song that I sing. You are the melody, you are the harmony, praises to you will I bring. You are Almighty God, you are the Lord of hosts, you are the King of all kings. Now the song that you gave to me, you are the song that I sing. You are the words and the music, you are the song that I sing. You are the melody, you are the harmony, praises to you will I bring. You are Almighty God, you are the Lord of lords, you are the King of all kings. Now I return to you the song that you gave to me. You are the song that I sing. You are the words and the music. You are the song that I sing. You are the melody. You are the harmony. Praises to you will I bring. You are Almighty God. You are the Lord of hosts. You are the King of all kings. Now I return to you the song that you gave to me. You are the song that I sing. You are the words and the music. You are the song that I sing. You are the melody. You are the harmony. Praises to you will I bring. You are Almighty God, you are the Lord of lords, you are the King of all kings. Now I return to you the song that you gave to me. You are the song that I sing. You are the song that I sing. You are the song that I sing.
Endureth forever, for the Lord, He mercy endures. For the Lord, He is good, and His mercy endureth forever. For the Lord, He is good, and His mercy endureth forever. For the Lord, He is good, and His mercy endureth forever. For the Lord, He is good, and forever His mercy endures. Holiness, beautiful situation, the joy of the whole earth. Is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great King? Is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great King? So let's go up to Zion, let's go up to Zion, let's go up to Zion, the city of our God. There's oil and wine in Zion. There's oil and wine in Zion. There's oil and wine in Zion, the city of our God. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. There's joy in the land. Great is the Lord, greatly to be praised, in the city of our God, in the mountain of His holiness. Beautiful the situation, the joy of the whole earth. Is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great King? Is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great King? So let's go up to Zion, let's go up to Zion. Let's go up to Zion, the city of our God. There's oil and wine in Zion. There's oil and wine in Zion. There's oil and wine in Zion, the city of our God. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. There's joy in the land.
Amen.
Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through His infinite mercy. His child and forever I am. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, His child and forever I am. So happy in Jesus, no language my rapture can tell. I know that the light of His presence with me doth continually dwell. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, His child and forever I am. I think of my blessed Redeemer, I think of Him all the day long. I sing, for I cannot be silent, His love is the theme of my song. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, His child and forever I am. I know I shall see in His beauty the King in whose law I delight, who lovingly guardeth my footsteps and giveth me songs in the night. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed,
now and forever I am.
Hallelujah.
All I had to offer him was brokenness and strife, but he made something beautiful of my life. Something beautiful, something good. All of my life.
Amen.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my Lord in this I see, nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my cleansing is my plea, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing can for sin atone, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Not of good that I have done, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow.
is all my hope and peace. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is all my righteousness. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Like a shepherd, Jesus will guard his children in His arms He carries them all day long. Praise Him, tell of His excellent greatness. Praise Him, ever in joyful song. Praise Him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. For our sins He suffered and bled and died. He our rock, our hope of eternal salvation. Hail Him, Jesus the crucified. Sound His praises, Jesus who bore our sorrows. Love unbounded, wonderful, deep and strong. Praise Him, tell of His excellent greatness. Praise Him, ever in joyful song. Praise Him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. Heavenly portals, loud with hosannas ring. Jesus, Savior, reigneth forever and ever. Crown Him, prophet and priest and king. Christ is coming, over the world victorious. Power and glory unto the Lord belong. Praise Him, tell of His excellent greatness. Praise Him, ever in joyful song.
You agree with that?
Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord in the sanctuary. Praise Him in the firmament of His power. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him on account of the excellence of His greatness. Praise Him with the sound of trumpets. Praise Him with the psaltery and the harp. Praise Him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise Him with the timbrel and dance. Praise Him upon the sound cymbals. Praise Him upon the high sounding cymbals. And let everything that has breath to praise the Lord. Oh, praise ye the Lord, praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Who forgiveth thee for all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemed thy life from destruction, who crowned us with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfy our mouth with good things, that our youth may be renewed like the eagles. And Lord, we thank You and praise You, Lord, and it's a privilege, O Lord, it's an honor, O Lord, to praise You, to worship You in spirit and in truth, and we have a good reason to worship You. We have a good reason to be excited, to shout hallelujah, to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. His name is Jesus. His name is Lord. Hallelujah. He is the healer of our bodies. He is the Savior of our souls. He is the Holy Ghost baptizer. Everybody had to know. He sent His word and healed us. Hallelujah. He forgave us for all our iniquities. He healed all our diseases. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise His holy name. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before Him. Heavens and earth adore Him. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. We thank You, Lord, for victory today. Thank You for the Holy Spirit moving mightily in the midst of us today and doing great and mighty things. And no one will be left untouched today, we pray in the name of Jesus. Oh, let the high praises of God in our mouth and the two-edged sword in our hands. Let us bless the Lord at all times. And His praise be continually in our mouth. Lord, we thank You and praise You for having it Your way today. Not our way, but Thy way, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray for the anointing upon the pastor as he will bring the message to us. Lord, give him the freedom to preach. Let the word come out with power and pierce us like a two-edged sword, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. We thank you. We love you, Lord. We exalt you, Lord, above the heavens, and thy glory is above all the earth. Great is our God, and greatly is he to be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Heavenly Father, we pray today for thee, O Lord, to bless the finances of this church. I pray, O Lord, that you provide exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, we pray in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for having it your way today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As we about to receive this offering, Heavenly Father, we thank you for touching our hearts to give, O Lord, to the work of the Lord. We pray those that watch us in the webcast. We want to say we love you, we appreciate you, we thank you for standing with us, we thank you for praying with us, and we thank you also for supporting us. Oh, and we bless you, we thank you, we love you. Let the Spirit of the living God touch you today in such a mighty way. We pray in the name of Jesus. And worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords together with us in the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Father. Praise your holy name. So every man, as they purpose in their heart today, let them give. Let them give not grudgingly, not of a necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always have all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. And we'll thank you, Lord, and we praise you. Praise you. Thank you, Lord. Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Thank you, Jesus. We pray for everyone that gives a testimony today that you bring the anointing upon them. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and your name also be glorified with the testimonies, we pray, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we want to give you all the praise, all the glory, all the honor. And this prayer we pray in Jesus' precious and mighty name. And all God's children shout it, hallelujah, amen.
At this time, the people at Resurrection Life of Jesus Church are giving their tithes and offerings as part of the worship service. You too can participate even if you're not physically with us by writing out a check and mailing it, or using the donation link at the bottom of the homepage. Please remember that God uses His people to finance His work on this earth. God gives us the ability to work and make money, and in return asks that His people give back a tenth. Thank you for being obedient and being part of our service.
Well, good morning and praise the Lord. I'm very happy to have you here today, and I'm happy to be here today. I want to share something before I preach today, and I want to talk to you about the Occupy Wall Street movement. You know, I learned this, that nothing happened by accident in the world. Usually things are planned out. And probably you were just as bewildered as I was when we suddenly have these people occupy Wall Street and begin to protest. And we wonder, you know, where in the world did they come from? Well, I want to share with you today that this is a very well-planned organization. And when you learn who has done it, it should give us some shivers down our spine. Now, in the 1700s, we had a French Revolution, and the reason for that was a massive national debt and food prices that simply just plagued that nation. And last week, that just passed, I received a newsletter called the Last Trumpet Newsletter. It's impossible for me to cover everything, but I get a lot of stuff sent to me. And I really appreciated that newsletter, and it caused me to do some investigation. Let me just read to you a couple of things from this newsletter here. A common thread amongst those involved with the Occupy Wall Street movement is a push to turn the United States of America into a socialist nation. The original protest in New York City was fomented by a group from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, known as the Adbusters. The group, which publishes an anti-consumerist magazine, wrote the following on our website. We are a global network of activists, writers, pranksters, students, educators, and entrepreneurs who want to advance the new social activist movement of the information age. Our aim is to topple existing power structures and fork a major shift in the way we live in the 21st century. The co-founder of the group, Kelly Lassen, described how they came up with the idea for the Occupy Wall Street movement. It came out of these brainstorming sessions we have at Adbusters. We were inspired by what happened in Tunisia and Egypt, and we had this feeling that America was ripe for a Tahrir movement. Now, that is the name of the square in Cairo where they had the huge demonstrations. We felt like there was a real rage building up in America, and we thought that we would like to create a spark which would give expression for this rage. So far, Kelly Lassen. According to an article by Daily Mail, free condoms are provided to protesters who then perform illicit acts out in the open in front of everyone. Another man was there just to hide from the police. I got warrants. I'm running from the law. I'm not even supposed to be here, but it's a good spot to hide anyway, said this 24-year-old man from Stamford, Connecticut. As of this writing, the protest has spread to 900 cities in Europe, Africa, Asia, and North America. A protest in Rome, Italy, turned into a full-blown riot on October 15th, 2011, with some protesters throwing rocks and bottles at police, while others were wielding clubs and hammers. The protesters threw firecrackers at banks, destroyed ATMs, and set trash bins on fire. The mayor of Rome estimated the damage from the carnage to be approximately $1.4 million. Others involved in the protest have plainly called for violence. One protester at the Occupy Los Angeles event stated the following. No, my friend, I give you two examples. The French Revolution and Indian so-called revolution. Gandhi today is, with respect to all of you, Gandhi is a tumor that the ruling class is using constantly to mislead us. The French Revolution made fundamental transformation, but it was bloody. India, the result of Gandhi, is 600 million people living in maximum poverty. So ultimately, the Burgos won't go without violent means. Revolution? Yes. Revolution is led by the working class. Long live revolution. Long live socialism. And the protesters' remark was met with enthusiastic cheers from the audience. Actress Roseanne Barr has also expressed support for the movement and issued a bizarre statement while being interviewed by Russia Today. That's a Russian magazine. And the Russians came over to interview this actress. And this is what she told them. I do say that I'm in favor of the return of the guillotine, and that is for the worst of the worst of the guilty. I would first allow the guilty bankers to pay, you know, their bill to pay back anything over 100 million of personal wealth, because I believe in a maximum wage of 100 million. And if they're unable to live on that amount that they should, you know, go to the re-education camps, and if that doesn't help, then being beheaded. Now, if you don't know what a re-education camp is, let me try to illustrate that. In China, in Korea, and in the Soviet Union, anyone that is against the regime is taken to what they call a re-education camp. That is a camp where they are 24 hours a day brainwashing the people and saying, you believe in communism, you believe in communism. That is called a re-educational camp. And this is what this lovely actress said. I'm reading now from the reporter. It is quite obvious that there are some very ugly spirits behind the Occupy Wall Street movement. Yet the protests have garnered a great deal of support from around the world. Listen to the supporters now. These are the people that have come out in support of this movement. First of all, we have the supreme leader of Iran, the Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. He said, this is the good stuff. The socialist president of Venezuela, Hugo Chavez. He thinks this movement is great. The government of North Korea are applauding this movement. And don't forget the Communist Party USA and the American Nazi Party are all in favor of this movement. The Communist Party USA seemed particularly enthusiastic about the movement when they posted the following statement on their website. This is an exciting time. Thousands of mainly young people have been occupying Wall Street for 3 weeks already, and the Occupy movement has spread to more than 200 other cities. On October 6th, the action spread to our nation's capital. The website also announced plans to participate in Occupy the Los Angeles protest. Now, who is behind this? Do we have a leader? There is a leader, and his name is Kalle Lassen, spelled K-A-L-L-E-L-A-S-N. He is an Estonian. He was born in 1942, and his parents, when the Soviets came in, they fled and took the little boy with them to Germany, where he was in camps, refugee camps. He spent his childhood in German refugee camps. He was then resettled in Australia. In the 1960s, he founded a market research company in Tokyo. And in 1970, he moved to Vancouver, Canada. For 20 years, he produced documentaries, movies, for the PBS. You know what kind of organization it is? The very socialist. and the Canada's National Film Board. He is a co-founder of Adbusters magazine, and he authored the books Culture Jam and Design Anarchy, and is a co-founder of the Adbusters Media Foundation, which owns the magazine. Now, this man is kind of strange because his parents fled the communists. Now, I have encountered in my personal life people from Eastern Europe that fled the communists, and the children turn out to be agents working for the communists. Let me read now from another report, just a few things here. In a post dated June 9th, 2011, that's before the Occupy Wall Street started, the economic terrorists manufactured the Occupy Wall Street phenomenon, and this is what they said on their website. America needs its own Tahrir Company now more than ever. Can we get 20,000 people to flood into lower Manhattan, set up tents, kitchens, a democratic assembly, and occupy Wall Street for a few months? Yes, they did that. Let me just bring this news out to you so you will have that. They also said this: now may be the ripest moment we'll ever have to power shift global capitalism onto a new sustainable path. They further said this: the Adbusters Media was a key organizer, along with such groups as Occupy Wall Street, U.S. Day of Rage, New York City General Assembly, Take the Square, and Anonymous. And of September 17, 2011, Day of Rage protest, which was staged in the vicinity of New York's Wall Street Financial Center, which AMF viewed as a very emblem of the capitalist system, which is so despised. They called it the financial Gomorrah of America and the greatest corruptor of democracy. Seeking to build on the anti-globalization movement and strive to promote the worldwide shift in revolutionary tactics, the AMF, which is the Adbusters Media Foundation, called for 20,000 people to flood into the lower Manhattan on September 17th to set up their tents. In his communication to the radical utopian dreamers who were planning to participate in the September 17th demonstration, AMF warned that, strategically speaking, there's a very real danger that if we naively put our cards on the table and rally around the overthrow of capitalism or some equally outworn utopian slogan, then our Tahrir movement, opportunity for revolutionary change, will quickly fizzle into another inconsequential ultra-lefty spectacle soon forgotten. To guard against this possibility, the AMF called for a deceptively simply Trojan House demand that was so specific and doable that it would be impossible for President Obama to ignore. By the way, he supported them. That's what he came out and said. Thus, under the slogan, democracy, not corporacy, AMF issued a demand for Obama to ordain a presidential commission task force that would simply look into Wall Street. Now, here's what I want to tell you. This movement seems anti-capitalist. I want to tell you this. This is a movement of the world government. You got to remember that the world government has many different organizations. This movement is what I call an inoculation. If you notice this, the mainstream Americans did not sign up for Occupy Wall Street, and eventually it's going to fizzle out. But it's going to burn these people out. It's going to inoculate the American public into thinking that we have to support our poor bankers, and we got to simply guard our nation. At the same time, it is destroying the fiber And if you look upon cities, we already on bankruptcy, almost bankrupt. Sacramento, Oakland, San Francisco police departments are running over time, and every budget in every city is being just simply destroyed, where money is simply moved on to control these protesters. It's very destructive for our infrastructure. Occupy Wall Street. I don't like Wall Street. I don't like what the bankers are doing. But I want to tell you that this will be like you ask the fox to guard the hen house. They're simply out to destroy you and me, particularly Christianity. So that is my take on Occupy Wall Street. I will make these reports here that I have, two reports, available. And if you call us, write us, we will make this available to you. You can either have them on email or we can simply give you a hard copy. So thank you very much for listening, and I hope that you will start praying that God will fizzle this movement out. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. We would have a prayer time. And we have these requests here. Tim Chola has an interview this coming Tuesday for a job. Please pray that God will open up a job for him as he's praying and seeking God with all his heart. So really need to pray for him. He's been really struggling, but he still has faith. This is from Renee Deaton. I'd like to have Jeff lifted up in prayer for his health. That's her husband. Aside from this cold that's been going around, he attacks himself again by dealing with stress, everyday stress and store stress. So much so that he has a major case of candida and has gone to the next level and his body isn't healing like it should. So please, everyone, pray for him to regain his health and stamina. We all need this. And that's from Renee Deaton. It was a fierce battle for oil this week as the world government drove the price of oil up over $100 per barrel. At the very end of the week, the price fell back and ended up at $97.55 per barrel, a drop of $1.44 since last week. We must continue to pray very aggressively for God to intervene and destroy the work of the world government, and teach them the lesson that God is in control, not their God, Satan. In the meantime, food prices and other commodities have risen, causing great pain for the people who are unemployed and those people living on fixed income. Now, if you've read the book Kabbalah Number 4, you know what they did to America from about 1860 up to 1907. Continue crashing and trashing us. And that's exactly what they do right now. There's no reason for higher oil prices. Matter of fact, I read a report this week. This is from an oil company report that America today is producing so much oil that we are exporting oil. We are exporting oil. And then this investment advisor said this, that the Americans are driving less, so they're using less gasoline, and if this trend continues, they will start shutting down refineries in order to keep the price up. So it is not that we don't have oil. America today is exporting oil. Our refineries are being slowed down because we're not burning enough of the fuel. So we need to pray that this is destroyed, this conspiracy. Okay, this is a request here. This is a sad request. Emma Deaton is requesting this for her friend Elizabeth. Elizabeth is about probably 18 or 19 years old. This is her mom wrote this. I just want to let you girls know that Elizabeth is very sick. She has anorexia and is down to 85 pounds. At this point, she's very unhealthy and ultimately getting her treatment. She saw a doctor today and will see another tomorrow. She is showing signs of a physical system shutting down. which can lead to collapse and the cardiac arrest, death. She has struggled with dietary issues for some time, eating very little and refusing our pleas for change in this area. Thank you for understanding and for your love and prayers. Now, I wrote back and said that anorexia is a demon. Counseling by doctors and medicine and stuff like this not going to do the job. The demon got to be thrown out. So we're going to pray for that here today. My final one is this. We're requesting prayer here for my wife, Ina, who is in the battle of her life. She's given a very negative report for the doctor this week. And unless God gives a miracle, the life of Ina and me will change dramatically. Not for the better, but for something very bad. And I'm asking all our friends that are out there, if you will keep my wife in prayer, not just today, but every day when you pray, if you will send a prayer her way. We really appreciate it. For some 40 years, she has prayed for numerous peoples, seen a lot of healings in other people. She always was willing to pray. Now, she needs prayer. And I will say this too. If you love us, write her an email. Send us a card. Because you see, when you're down, you don't know if you got friends out there. So I appreciate that. Nothing more than to cheer someone up, to know that you got people out there that care for you. So prayer warriors, come on up.
Father God, thank you for this day, Lord. And I thank you, Father, that we were able to assemble here today in relative freedom and peace, Lord. Now I want to lift up Ina to you, and we thank you, Father God, for healing for her. We know that it's in your hands. We believe that you are all-powerful. And we thank you, Father, for meeting the need. And that Satan will be driven back. There will be victory. There will be a wonderful shouting of joy when we see what you're going to do. So we thank you, Father, for healing our sister, raising her up, and filling her with joy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Our Heavenly Father, we lift up Pastor Terrell and his wife to you right now, Lord. And Lord God, they prayed for so many of us, Lord God. And when we were down, Lord, they would be right there, Lord. And even during this time, Lord, Ina has been there for my wife. And Lord, we know that they love each and every one of these sheep that God has put in their pasture, Lord. And right now, Lord, I lift them up to you, Lord, as they need our prayers. And Lord, I feel, Lord God, that as Paul said, that through all his tribulations and in the book of Philippians, Lord God, where when he was in that prison, Lord God, he rejoiced. He rejoiced in the middle of all his sorrow, Lord. He rejoiced. And I know that Ina has not come begrudgingly or in any way, but Lord, she's come and she's been faithful, Lord, in all things. And Lord, right now, we just thank you, Lord. We're going to praise you ahead of time for a miracle in her life, Lord. Lord, right now, we believe you, Lord God, that you said you are our healer, Jehovah Rapha, Lord. And Lord, we believe you for healing for her right now, Lord, as we lift her up to you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for lifting the pastor and Ina up right now, Lord God. And Lord, that you draw them to your bosom right now, Lord. And Lord, let them know that you're not finished with her and you're not finished with him, Lord God. But you have many more things that they must do, Lord God, especially during this time, Lord. And Lord, I just lift them up to you right now as each and every one of us pray for them, Lord, and we'll keep them in our prayers. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Father God, we thank you for this day that you have made. We thank you for what you're doing in our lives and how you're changing people's lives, Lord God. Lord, we lift up the oil situation to you. We know that there's conspiracies going on everywhere in this country and throughout the world. And Lord, we know that you're in charge of the situation. I really believe that you want people to repent. You want people to come to you and seek you, Lord God, in all things. And I just pray that the people that are watching this webcast will get on fire, get excited about prayer and praying these situations down that are transpiring in the world over the oil, the gas, and over other issues. And Lord God, we give you all the praise and honor and glory. We know that it is in your hand. We trust you. I trust you, Lord God, that you're going to take care of all things. And Lord God, I pray for Ina too today, Lord God. And it says in your word, I heal all diseases. And that's what we receive in your name, Lord God. Thank you for your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Heavenly Father, I come to you and I ask you to show me how to pray for this young girl, Lord. I want to thank you and praise you, Lord, that you are the God that healeth us. You are the great physician. You are the God that when the medical profession gives up, you come through with healing in your wings. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for mighty victory for Elizabeth here. I command the spirit of self-hatred, the spirit of low self-esteem, of the spirit of trying to lose weight, or to do different things that the body will be look nice. We command all spirits of anorexia to lose that woman in the name of Jesus. All self-hatred, lose her and be bound, chained, taken to prison by God's holy angels. And Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you, Lord, for touching her right now, Lord. Touching her, Lord, and show how much you love her. Show her, Lord, that she's well-beloved. Oh, Jesus, die for that girl. He died and rose again in the name of Jesus. And we praise you and thank you, Heavenly Father, for what you are going to do, Lord. Whatever is necessary, O Lord, let it be done, we pray in the name of Jesus. That this girl will rise up. And what the devil tries to mean for evil, God is going to turn it for good. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for raising that girl up, O Lord, and giving her joy and peace in her heart, and know that she needs to eat, and to eat properly, we pray in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for a miracle, Lord, for a mighty miracle, Lord, that your name will be glorified in that family. And we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
And Father God, we lift up Jep Deaton in prayer for his health. And we pray that that cold and the candida be gone and the stress. If he has stress all the time, daily stress and the stress from the store, have him release it to you, Lord. I believe he knows how to do that. He can release everything that can be a problem to you and wait for your answer. Pray to you. Just release everything, Jeff, to the Father God, and he will take care of you. He'll take care of everything. He's in charge of everything. You've got to trust him. You've got to believe him. You've got to have faith in God that he will do what you ask. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Heavenly Father, I want to lift up Tim Shola to you, Father God. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you and praise you that he has an interview for Tuesday, Father Amen. God, and we know that he is going to be employed here in due time, Heavenly Father. Father God, he's been faithful. He has put his faith in you. He has learned so much more about you. He has advanced extremely, Father God, since his deliverance. Heavenly Father, he looks to you for all things. He praises you for all things, and he loves you, Father God. And we thank you for the victory for him, where he will finally be employed, Heavenly Father. And Father God, I also want to lift up Sister Ina to you. Father God, she is a warrior who's fought in your army, Heavenly Father, the spiritual army. Yes. And Heavenly Father, we thank you that there's going to be a supernatural healing and there's going to be a miracle Hallelujah. On her life,
yes.
Father God.
Hallelujah.
We thank you and praise you for this woman, Heavenly Father. She is a woman of God, Heavenly Father. And we thank you that you're going to heal her. And it's going to be a tremendous blessing, Father God, and a tremendous example of your Holy Spirit, of your work, Father God. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Father God, we thank you for this wonderful privilege that we can come before you and give you our appeals and our problems and our rejoicing and everything that you do for us, that we can bring it all to you, Lord God, in praise and in petitions. Father God, I thank you for this church. Amen. You brought me here. You made me find it. You even went to great lengths to be sure I found it. You waited 2 years for me to find the address, and then you gave me a map so I couldn't miss it and told me it was time to go. And it was just the right time, Lord God. And it was such a joy to me. I was so full of demons and I was so messed up, Lord God. And you delivered me totally of everything and gave me a home church and pastor. And I know it was so good to me. And they've always been so good to me, Lord. And it's been so wonderful to be joined to this body of Christ. Father, I pray for this church. And I thank you for revealing to me that the archon of destruction has been removed from the church. It is no longer over us. It is not there. The sky is clear. We have an open trail to heaven, right to the throne of God. And we are not going to be plagued with any more of those demons of destruction. And many people will start to come back to this church that have left, just like the vision you showed me over 20 years ago, Lord God. And I was just freshly delivered. I didn't know anything about having a vision. But there you gave it to me of this big circle of platform. And I don't know what it represents. If it could be real or it could be spiritual. But it was a circle. And Pastor was standing in the middle with a microphone speaking to many, many people. And all the time while he was speaking, people were gathering from the four corners of the globe, coming back and coming fresh new to this ministry to hear. Father God, and you showed me that is coming to pass and it's coming very close. And many other things, wonderful surprises for this church and these people here that have been faithful, Lord God. And we thank you for it. And Father, I just praise you and glorify your name for all the things that you showed me that are going to be done. I can't tell them all now. I just sit here in a pool of crying and tears. But when I can tell it, or when I can write it down and let someone else read it without crying, then I'll divulge more. But it's wonderful. People, be blessed. You rejoice for what's coming. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Heavenly Father, we lift up to you, Ina. Now we want to lift up to you, the pastor. And we pray, O Lord, in the name of Jesus, to give him strength, to give him the encouragement, to give him peace in his heart, give him joy unspeakable and full of glory. And in this time of trouble, let him look up unto the hills from whence cometh his help. For his help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth. In the name of Jesus, let him look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Let him trust in you with all his heart and lean not on his own understanding. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we praise you and thank you, Heavenly Father. And the Bible says, Pastor, Jesus is not a high priest that cannot be touched by the feelings of our infirmities, who at all points were tempted like as we are, but yet without sin. Therefore, we can come boldly before the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace in this time of need. So we encourage you today, Pastor. It's going to be all right. God is in charge. God is in control. And she is healed already. She is healed. and we claim it and we believe it and it's done. And we give you all the praise, the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Our Heavenly Father, we want to thank you here, Father God, that you touched the Timmermans last week. That, Father God, the colds and the aches that they had, Lord, was taken away. We thank you for small victories, Father God. These are not small, but big victories. Might be small things for some people. But, Lord, that family suffered, and now they're not suffering, and I thank you for that, Lord. And, Father God, I want to thank you and praise you for the men and the women in this church, Lord, that are gathering around us, and for the love they show to us. And we thank you that the prayers of everyone is on the altar. The smoke is going up. And Father God, in due season, they will be answered. And we thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen. You may be seated.
Okay, we're going to take a moment for testimonies, if anyone's got a testimony this morning. Joanne?
Well, I just want to thank God again for healing me. His processes are taking their time, but they're coming. And Friday night, I used to get up 20 times a night for a year and a half to go to the bathroom. Friday night, I slept all night long for the first time. And last Tuesday night, I went down the stairs. My foot didn't hurt. I sailed down those stairs, walked over to my car, no pain in my foot. Wednesday night, did the same thing after music practice. It's just awesome what God does. Just trust him, honey. He's going to do it. In Jesus' name.
Bob?
My testimony involves Ina. Like has been spoken by others here, I came here originally 17, 18 years ago. We were gone for a while. But I noticed an interesting thing. We come back, right? And many have done that. And the reason is not just the personalities of John and Ina. It's the power that we find. I remember Bill Chacon said some months back, an hour's sermon from John Terrell is like going for 6 months of study somewhere else. And that's true. I was blessed on Friday to go out to the secret compound and be with Pastor John and Ina. The purpose was to discuss what's going on. Now, a lot of times people get all confused and they get cultish about the idea that we are to participate in our healing. And I've always felt that was a false conclusion. And I still do so. So I went out to do what I could do to bless Ina, but I left there being blessed by her instead. I tried for 3 hours to teach her Irish, but, you know, it didn't do a bit of good. But her spirit, her laughter, of course, I saw to it that there was plenty of that, was so encouraging and so much a blessing to me. And I believe that the whole thing was very, very helpful in the course of your healing. Because if you think about it, we're told many times throughout the Bible, David. David said, purge me with hyssop. And we know that frankincense and myrrh and other things like that were a part of keeping in good health in those days. So there's nothing wrong whatsoever in making certain that the temple of God is as clean and pure as possible so that the healing can manifest even faster. So I thank you, Ina, for 3 hours of laughter and trying to get her to answer a question without a whole lot of details. I enjoyed that very much, putting you on the spot every once in a while, say. So are you saying, Ina, it's true or false? And as you go off in Swedish or something. It was a delight. When we left there, having been blessed, we went to bless, but we left there being blessed by the two of you. And I thank you for that. God bless you, Ina.
Well, I got a little testimony. This week I was out on one of my two-wheelers, and sometimes I get a little aggressive riding through town. And yes, so some lady took me out with her car during the week. Basically, she was sitting in traffic and decided to move into the next lane. Their traffic was pretty much stopped, and she didn't see me coming. And I just sheared her mirror right off for her. But and she took me right to the curb. But I stayed up on two wheels, and came out pretty good shape. So, I mean, I have a little soreness, but I was thankful that God protected me, you know, because it could have been a lot worse. So, and also it was a reminder to me to slow down a little bit sometimes. You know, I don't, if you ride, you tend to get a little, give it a little too much gas sometimes. Or you want to, and you do. So, anyway, he protected me, and I'm glad I didn't go down. And actually, the lady that hit me, we just said, hey, this is the way it goes sometimes, right? We didn't see each other, so we went our separate ways. And that's good, too, because, you know, it saves a lot of drama. And I'm thankful that he kept me up on two wheels, and also that he reined me in a little bit. So, okay, any more testimonies? I'm going to go ahead and close. Father God, thank you for this day. Thank you for the word that we heard here today. Also, Lord, we thank you that we can be here amongst our friends and brothers and sisters, Lord, and that the love of Jesus does run through this body, and that we stand in the gap for each other. And we thank you for that. And we thank you for the faithful that are here week after week, always faithful. There's a lot to be said for that. So we thank you for that. Thank you for safety on the road as we go. We thank you for a good week. We thank you, Father, that you're going to meet our needs. We know that. That's a foregone conclusion, Lord. But we thank you for a little extra for each and every one this week, too. A little extra blessings. And we just pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
He'll stand by me, he'll stand by me. I know my Lord will stand by me. When the way grows dark and I cannot see, I know my Lord will stand by me. He'll stand by me, he'll stand by me. I know